A rehab facility in northern New South Wales has developed new methods to keep supporting those in need during the COVID-19 crisis. The Wire's Alex McKenna spoke with the Buttery CEO, Leonie Creighton, to find out more.
What exactly is the Buttery?
The Buttery is a residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation, and we also provide gambling addiction services, and we have a number of community outreach, counselling and group services for people living with mental illness and or drug and alcohol issues. And we also provide family counselling services to people whose significant others are affected by alcohol and other drugs.
So how has the Buttery responded to the recent COVID-19 crisis?
Okay, on a number of levels, we met with our incumbent residents. We talked to them honestly about the situation of COVID-19, and all of those residents have decided to stay on and continue in their recovery journey. We're still providing residential treatment services at our Byron Shire site. And then in terms of all of our outreach counselling services, we've increased them. Most of them are being done via phone. However, we're using lots of virtual platforms. We're using every platform that we possibly can. We're also giving people access to smart recovery apps, and we're making sure that we're following up on people.
Why did the Buttery decide to stay open during this time?
It would be difficult for people. Many people come from other parts of Australia. Many of them would be difficult for them to go home. So many of our staff are people with lived experience and understand the commitment that it's taken for our residents at the residential program to actually get here. Some of them have attempted rehabilitation, 5 to 13 times before. And so we're going to be as committed as they are. We have precautions in place. We're distancing. We're doing all of those things. Our residents aren't going out. Staff are coming in groups. So we social distance. Once you've had a couple of shifts in a row, then you need to social distance. That's how committed we are to people entering and seeking recovery. So one of the reasons we've agreed to stay open is because of the commitment from the staff, but also many people come to us from the correction system, or from homelessness, or from families that have asked them to leave. So many of the people that we see don't have anywhere to go after here. We do have transition houses, but not many. So people have decided that probably for their recovery, and that, in a very uncertain world at the moment, if they were to be out and about, that their chances of relapse are heavily increased as anxiety levels continue to rise across the country.
So how are these online supports going to benefit the people who are using them?
It's really interesting. We normally run groups, a lot of groups, where people talk about emotion and talk about relapse prevention and how they're either doing controlled drinking, controlled substance use. We have a harm reduction program, we have harm minimisation programs, but we also have abstinence programs. So the Zoom groups that we're using at the moment, people can interact, they can see each other, they can talk to each other. There are always two counsellors in the group at any one time. So that keeps them connected. And one of the things that we talk about, that the lack of connection can often equal addiction. So we're trying to ensure that people are connected as possible and not isolated, reaching out to others in the fellowship and others in our community. Also, some of the groups that we're checking on are people that have been through our recovery programs, and at 12 months, just to say, hey, we're still here, we're still thinking about you, give us a call if you're having issues, if you're thinking of relapsing, if your mental health isn't being sustained. We're talking to them about other ways, of remaining calm and anxiety-free, having a bath, trying to stream some exercising if they are having to isolate, picking up the phone, talking to their family, their friends, their loved ones, connecting with other apps that are available that people are using online now, just even, contacting their friends through Facebook. So we're just really trying to reassure people that we're here and we're thinking about them.